Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And this morning we're visiting with Laura Canning, who is the naturalist for Cass County Conservation. Good morning to you, Laura.
Good morning.
Laura, I'm thinking, you know, we all talk about the weather, and your job just depends so much on the weather, and this wildflower walk is affected by the weather.
Yes, and I think it might work out this year, though. I'm not going to complain.
Well, at least this is not a drought out there right now.
Right.
And all we need is a little warm.
Yes, and it looks like we're going to get a little bit of warm right before my walk on this Saturday.
All right. So this Saturday, and what time?
This Saturday at 9 a.m., and that is at Pellet Memorial Gardens or Pellet Memorial Woods, just north of the studios here, or north on Olive. You take a right-hand turn and go on Troublesome Creek a little ways, and you're right there. Yeah.
There is a sign there on the
corner. There is a sign now.
Thank gosh. You know, I'm thinking it's like a lot of things that we don't go to see our local things. We'll travel across the nation to go somewhere, but we don't look at our local kinds of things. And this is fairly unique.
Yes, we have it's a close little, you know, even a short little trail too, if you want to take the trail, and it's a great forest habitat. We have 8 acres there in the nature reserve or in the nature preserve through the Iowa DNR, but we also have 20 acres total there as well.
Now, you said it's a forest reserve?
It's a nature preserve.
Okay.
Nature preserve.
So that means that there might be some things that people say, well, they ought to come in and clean this up.
The ecosystem is a very sensitive one, and we have management agreements. So since it's a nature preserve with the Iowa DNR, they have their management agreement, and that management agreement is with us, Cass County Conservation, and so we help them take care of it locally. It's actually a very, very strict management agreement in that way. People ask me all the time, you know, they're all like, you know, you cut down the tree fell down and you moved it off the trail and that's it. And that's one of the things that is in that management agreement, that we want it to turn back into soil. Those native forest, that native forest wildflowers really need rich soil. And if you don't let the stumps and the branches turn back into dirt, that forest is not going to stay that rich. That dirt's not going to stay that rich.
Sometimes we think we can make things better by changing nature, and never works.
So, and you know that, and it's almost like its own little ecosystem habitat. It's like its own microclimate as well in there. I've gone in there in the middle of July, and it's amazing how much a couple degrees cooler it is in there.
Yeah, it'd be in the shade, and of course that soil is kind of stays cooler.
And the shade is important as well. We don't want too much sun and too much shade. If it got too much shade, those wildflowers wouldn't like it either.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very integral balance just for those spring wildflowers that you are going to see out there.
Okay. Now, I'm not sure we said what time this is.
It's 9 a.m.
Okay, 9 a.m. you need to gather at Pellet Woods.
Yes.
Now, in about how long?
Well, we're down and through that trail a good 45 minutes probably.
Okay, hunting and looking.
And what's blooming.
And, of course, the nice thing is that you're there to say, okay, you know, if the flower isn't there, you can at least say this is a plant.
Right.
So maybe people would come back later.
Yes, and we have the signs where people ask me about the signs. The signs are always where the most of that type of flower are at in the woods. Not like you're not going to see it anywhere else, because like with the May apples, we have them all over in there. Once you know what a May apple is, you see them everywhere.
Again, you're letting nature take its course rather than saying, now you all got to stay right here.
Right.
It doesn't work.
Yeah. And so, and some of them too, where the sign now where we have one of our signs, there's only maybe two or three plants there a year. And so, we were like, should we move that one?
What are some of the kinds of flowers that we might see? What could
we have 22 kinds of the spring wildflowers. We have over six wildflowers that bloom in the summer out there. So it's one of those things. You can go out there. I can go out there, especially in the spring, every day and see something different blooming, depending on the weather and things like that. So, and you can even go into the summer. most likely our real early ones haven't really started yet. Haven't seen really too many of the Dutchman breeches or the blood roots. And those ones are usually the real first ones out of the hatch. If you remember last spring, we had it in, our spring was in March practically. So by the time I got to my April wildflower walk, we hold it at the same time every year to hopefully catch the same ones every year. Well, last year I was relearning a couple of them because they were the ones that were supposed to be blooming in May, Memorial Day, and they were blooming in April.
Again, we don't have any control over what nature decides to do, and it does so affect what else goes on.
Yes.
So would these wildflowers, they're there because nature planted them. Can we grow any of these in our own backyards?
Yeah, some of them are have been cultivated. We have a lot of woodland violets. We have a lot of sweet williams or blue phlox. A lot of phlox in that family are out there as well. There's some of them that will tolerate the sun, and so those are the ones that have most likely been cultivated and put out there for us to use. But there's some of them that they really need that rich soil, the right type of shade.
So unless you happen to have a corner of your yard that's been there for a while, not just something new, but that's been there for a while, you're probably not going to be able to grow those. Now, I want to look past a little bit. It seemed like when we were talking about leaving things the way it is, there was a time when you had to pull some things out of there.
Yes,
that was crazy in there.
Yeah, we do have work days out there. We had one about a year ago, and we're always working on the honeysuckle out there. That's an invasive to the area. You don't want too much of that shrub height or that higher than 3 foot, 5 foot tall out there because it creates more shade and it'll shade out those wildflowers and they won't want to be by that. And so we actually go in and control that in patches. So last time we worked on the real front area of the trailhead. And so we all are going to hopefully move on and do another patch and remove some more of that honeysuckle. Things like that. So,
okay. What else is going on with you, Laura? You always have things going on.
Well, Hitchcock House Pioneer Skills Festival is that next Saturday as well. So you got the 27th is our wildflower walk, and then May 4th is our free afternoon out at the barn, and bring the family, learn some pioneer skills. It's free for the kids to go through the house, and so you just have to pay the $5 to go through as an adult through the house if you want a tour of the Hitchcock House.
And are you still doing for kids classrooms?
Yes, we do for all of our county fourth graders the day before. So, but Saturday afternoon, 1 to 4, come on out and try your hand at making some rope, butter.
A lot of those pioneer skills that I know the kids really enjoy doing that.
And
as you look back on some of those experiences, aren't the kids just thrilled with what happens and what they can do?
Yes. And I know my favorite is always the apple cider. So
well, of course, that would be a great one. And that's all happening at Hitchcock House and the area.
Yes.
Anything new there in terms of signage or trails or, you know, you're always working, there's always work being done.
Yeah, there's always work being done, things like that. We're always trying to restore more prairie there as well, so taking out selectively some trees out of the prairie so that we can have that sight line that there used to be from the Hitchcock House to the ferry house. So that's what we've been working on management-wise out there.
What about other parks? You have other parks that, you know, again, people, I think a lot of us do not realize how many parks are in Cass
County. We have 15 parks.
Yes. So you probably have some activities going on in those also in terms
of care. We'll be doing T-Bone Trail. We'll be doing a T-Bone Trail walk Mother's Day weekend. So that next Saturday, May 11th. Mm-hmm. I've got something going on every Saturday from here on out.
you just love those weekends, don't you?
Yes.
Now, school will soon be finished for this season. So are you finished with your school activities right now?
Well, no, not right now. We got the field trip season throughout May until they get out of school, and then we start into summer camps. And so we're just now starting our summer camp stuff and registration, so you'll see that in my newsletter upcoming pretty soon. So
if people want to get your newsletter, how can they do that?
Yeah, definitely give us a call down at the office, and you can either leave us your address or your email. We do send it out through email now. Our phone number down at the office is 769 23 972. And if you have any other questions about the Hitchcock House or anything, just give us a call.
And you have a website that we could reach you
we
through?
We do. It's through mycountyparks.com. And then you just click on Cass County. You can look out any park in Iowa on that one.
So if you want to take a little trip over the weekend, you can go to another park also. And, again, take advantage of what's kind of close to home instead of going, to Missouri or California or wherever. Kind of take advantage of what we have here close to home. So, again, remind us of the Wildflower Walk.
Yes. Wildflower Walk is this Saturday, April 27th, and at 9 a.m. And then we also have the Hitchcock House Pioneer Skills Festival, May 4th. That's from 1 to 4 in the barn, and that's free.
All right. Come on out. Thank you very much, Laura Canning, who is Cass County Conservation Naturalist. And until next time, here's a thought. The proper use of science is not to conquer nature, but to live in it.